Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, Rabbi Marini Marazi Sheyichyu. All the schus, Moshe Rabin Penchadina, Raisa Moshe Mordechai. Asusdina Bracha Pasester Hadassa. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Roshai Ben Leah. Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe Ben Rezo. Rosvictor Abastil Rovida. Pesach Shachol Yisrael. Nachgedah v'zrachayim tzivuchol and gulvim eleha. Bracha v'atzlacha. We are going to begin in Mirtz Hashem a series of shiurim b'siyata d'shmaya on the topic of sholem v'darshim b'ilchutz Pesach kodem ha-Pesach lamed yayim, that you ask and expound the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. K'darkeinu b'kodesh, anachnu natchil im sidra shel kushiyot v'anachnu mitbasisim על תורתו של מורנו ורבינו, באור עינינו, גאון עוזנו, המופלא והמופלג, הרב מנזה צהל הטור, ברי סימן תכ"ט כתב, תניא שואלים ודורשים, בהלכות פסח, קודם הפסח 30 יום, לא כך 30 יום, קודם הפסח, חלף חובת ביאור קשה הבאר. טור writes, 30 days before Pesach, there's a din that you ask and expound the halachas of Pesach, and therefore 30 days before Pesach, you have to get rid of your chametz, as I'm going to explain. And it has there in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Chav Tes, he asks him, the Torah says there, you have to destroy your chametz 30 days before. So that's a sugya b'sachim. That's because 30 days before Pesach, let's say you go on a trip, if you go on a trip more than 30 days before Pesach, you're cold. If you go on a trip within 30 days of Pesach, you have to get rid of your chametz. Or if you make your house an oyser, within 30 days of chametz, you fill your house up with a tefillah and there's going to be chametz in the bottom. But you're not going to get to it because it's going to be filled, it's going to be a storehouse. If you make your house into a storehouse, within 30 days of Pesach, you have to get rid of the chametz before you don't have to, you do. So that's why, that's the nafkamina, that of the din, that if you make your house into an oyser, if you you have to be sholem darshim shloshim yom kodem haPesach, therefore you have to get rid of your chametz. In these cases, osa beis osar yotzei derech. But for the taz, since this din, the Torah writes in Tov Lamed Vav, it's Tov Lamed Vav that the Torah tells us about yotzei derech toich lam and osa beis osar. So what is the Torah writing over here? It's not the derech of the Torah. Torah wrote it in the wrong context. What's the Torah writing over here in Tav Chav Tes? When it's shaykh to the din later in Tav Lamed Vav. Kasha number one, Kasha number two. Beis Yosef asks on this din from the Gemara Megillah 4a, 32b. Moshe was mitakin for the Jewish people. She was shown the Vidoshin in Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach. Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres. Hilchos Chag b'Chag. Didashin on the holiday itself. It's not 30 days before. So that's the seal of the Beis Yosef asks. What are you, Torah, telling me? 30 days before. It's on the holiday itself, like we see in the Gemara in a number of places. The Yidash and the Halachas of the Chag. So the Bach Beis Yosef is a number of tables. And one teretz is that the Bidur and the Sholim, Lab and Meim, Radan, Wuchuyav, and the Shol, the Dosh, Bolchus, Pesach. It's not Pshat Sholim, we have to ask about it. But since we paskin, Shoilim, that you have to ask 30 days before. So that means, not for me, as follows. Let's say one, the halacha is that one asks about one inyan, and someone else asks about a different inyan. That's shalok inyan. One asks the inyan, and one asks shalok inyan. One asks a relevant question, one asks a less relevant question. You answer the Shol Kenyan first. So the nafkamina is that within 30 days of Pesach, it's considered Shol Kenyan. Because it's all right to run. In other words, you don't really have to be Shol 30 days before. But he just considered Shol Kenyan, he's considered that he's asking a relevant question. And therefore you answer before someone was Shol Kenyan. The Ran writes this, and that's in the Ran Megillah Daled Amud Aleph, Chayin Ubrashma Megillah Lamed Amud Aleph. So the Ran Daled Amud Aleph, the Rashma Megillah Lamed Amud Aleph, cited in the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Tavchav Tes, so doing the Chaz, and the Leitz, and Megillah, 4a in the name of the Ramban, so doing the Ir, the Machalav, the Psach, and the Avah. So that's the Eresh Tetemes. Pehut HaShini, Ketav HaBeit Yosef, Shirak B'Lochot HaPesach, Shirotav Merubim, Yesh HaShor B'Losh Amim, it's a Didafin Pesach. Only because of the Pesach has so many dinim, you ask and expound 30 days before Mashen Kain, and Sukkot and Shavuos, you don't have to ask 30 days before. And that we learn in the Braisa, Shalom Hilchot Pesach, that you ask about 30 Hilchot Pesach 30 days before, is Lidosh B'Tamim Shabbat Mitzvah Ben one way to ask about the reasons why we were commanded this holiday. And also, Lidosh B'Tolim Shasurim Yom Tov, and to dash in those things that are us on Yom Tov, that we learn in the Braisa, Shalom Hilchot Pesach B'Pesach. Again, Vizyosu says that only Hilchot Pesach that has a lot of halachas you dash in 30 days before. Mashen Kein, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And now that we learn that you're asking on the holiday themselves, it means to dash in the reasons why we were commanded this holiday, and also to dash in the things that are Asar and Yom Tov, to be Dan Saras, Shishbarak Hilchot Yom Tov. But other halachas, not like that. Before Pesach, you dash in 30 days. And before Sukkot, 1 or 2 days. So on the holiday itself, you're dashing why we were commanded in this holiday and things that are particular to Hilchos Yom Tov. And before the Yom Tov, Pesach is 30 days before and Sukkot is a day or two before. The other halachas, that's the second teretz. So the first teretz we had was that you're considered Shol K'inyan when you ask 30 days before Pesach. That's the first teretz. The second teretz is that you really have to show up Darsh. And the second teretz is that it's referring to those halachas that are unique to Pesach. But generally, Hilchos Yom Tov, meaning that you have to do 30 days before, generally, Hilchos Yom Tov, you dash in and why we're commanded in this holiday, we dash in on the holiday itself. But the other halachas, that you dash in before the holiday, Sukkot is a day or two before Pesach, 30 days before, that's the second teretz. Third teretz, Beis Yosef, right, based on what we've seen of Beis Zari, Amad Aleph, that the Iker Din of Lam Yom, is talking about the Korban Pesach, because we have to buy already Korban Pesach that are checked for movement, therefore, even though we don't have Korbanos now, since when we had Korbanos, we needed that you dash in 30 days before. So for the sake of Korbanos, the reason you need to have 30 days before is because they're, I guess, moon shilas, so that applies after the Korban Pesach. So really you only have to dash on the holiday itself, else the Korban you have to dash in before Pesach. So that's the third teretz. The Drisha is masking the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, that there's a chiluk between which halachas and Pesach and the holiday you're dashing the halachas of the Yom Tov, and before Pesach you're dashing the halachas of the Mikra Pesach. The Pashtus we see in the Beis Yosef in the second teretz. And so too in the third teretz. And the reason that it is just a different reason, one according to the second teretz, it's because there's so many halachas, you need 30 days, and according to the third teretz, it's also the carbon. But the Akopanim, you see, according to the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, that he holds that this din of Shalom 30 days before only applies to Pesach. This din of Shalom 30 days before only applies to Pesach. The Brich Chodesh, the Shem Yefrek, the Brich Chodesh, the Rebbe Yask, and Tavchav Tes, and the Magen Avraham and Ramis, is in Sifkot and Aleph, the Lechor, this is Negan and Bavor, the Lechor, and Zayin and Aleph. It says, like, Abi Golden, and Shem Yisrael Behema. It says that there's a certain time that you have to take Yisrael Behema from this time on. They wanted people wouldn't do anything with the animals until they were master them, and they wanted to be proper behemoth, enough behemoth to deliver golem. So they made certain tufas that you had to be master of the behemoth. You had to take master behemoth. You know, they don't do anything until you, with the animal until you do master behemoth. So one of these times, so it says, Befreisa Pesach, half Pesach, Befreisa Chag, half Chag, Befreisa Chag, and the Gesugi says in Chesam Aleph, and Becheris, 15 days before Pesach, Aseret Simcha. Now that's half of the 30 days. of the Shoah Midarshim, Ayin Shem. So we see the Hegia, the 30 days applies to Atzeres and Chag as well. According to Sekhar, it's based as the 30 days of Chag doesn't apply to Atzeres and Pesach. And here you see the 30 days does apply to Atzeres and Atzeres and Sukkos. But here you see the 30 days does apply to Atzeres and Sukkos. Here we see the 30 days does apply to Atzeres and Sukkos. Zohar Kushiya Rishona. Another kasha is the kasha of Rasha, Sukkah Daf Tes, and Beis Yosef, and the Mishnah Sukkah. Beis Sukkah Yishana, Kol Shah Sukkah, and Melchak Shalish Mihem. And all Sukkahs he made 30, more than 30 days before a Sukkahs. Rashi says, why? Why does it make it a Sukkah Yishana? So he says, because Yerushalayim Midrashim Kol Melchak Shalish Mihem. And therefore you make it for the Chag, it's L'Shem Chag within 30 days, after 30 days, not L'Shem Chag. So L'Hedya, by Sukkahs, by Sukkahs, those are the Yerushalayim 30 days before. Now, like Beis Yosef said, only applies to Pesach, also the Pri Chadash asks, and Tafach Tes. Also the Pri Chadash asks, there in the Rogue, the Gwaraz Marams and Sivkot and Aleph, in the Gwaraz Megillah, 29b, that you read Parashat Shkol and Rosh Chodesh Adar, since in Nisan, you have to be Makri of the Shmur Chadash. And the Gemara says that's from the Din, Shalom Darshan, Shalashim Yom. And the Gemara says, what are Roshim and Leil? Well, it's only 2 weeks before. And then he says, okay, because the money changers are already sitting in the Bina at Tesbavadar, and therefore 2 weeks before is Rosh Chodesh Adar. But you see that it's not Dafka Din because of Yehochot Pesach. You see it's already a Din in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You see this 30 days doesn't only apply to Pesach, it applies to other things as well. You see other holidays, you see the being macro from the Shema Chodesh, Yivalik. Also, so it's not only a Din in Pesach, it's also Pesach. Another question to Beis Yosef is that we see in the Sugya and Sachem 6b, the mark of his din is that Moshe Amid Pesach Rishon and Matzah Pesach Sheni. Moshe was signed the first Pesach and was warning about the second Pesach that's 30 days before. Sachem 6b. So, according to Beis Yosef, you only need 30 days because of many halachas. Chomet and Matzah and Pesach and abortion of Beis Yosef. And these don't apply in Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni of Chomet and Matzah Bo Bavais. So what are we waiting the 30 days before Pesach Sheni for? So that kash is asked by the Achronim. Another kash is that after the Beis Yosef writes that the Tzitzel is Chag B'Chag, it's Hame Chag, the Dina Yom D'Vatzimo, the Hilchos Chag B'Chag is referring to the reasons for the holiday, the laws of the holiday itself. So why did the Beis Yosef have to add the Mimchal between Pesach and other Moses? We could say everything where everybody requires 30 days. Like I said, it also requires a house. It also is a lot of dinim. And that we said, well, it's Pesach with Pesach. It's talking about Tameh Pesach with Dinei Yamtiv. So why don't we probably say, when it comes to laws pertaining specifically to Hilchos Yamtiv and why we have this Yamtiv, so that's on the holiday itself. But other halachas are 30 days before, then we're applying to Sukkot, because it's also a lot of holiday. Why would Chalak be based on Sukkot? Sukkot is a Sach halachas. I have a brother, who's like his name is Shach. It's a big Tam Chacham. It's a posik in Yerushalayim. He wrote a book on Hilchos Arvamin, and Mamash, a big, thick book. And it's one of thousands. But it was a star, won an award for being a great book. Got a nice prize. Amen. So, the lot of halachas. So, make it tasty that it's just, Pesach, 30 days and not 6. Okay. Megai v'abesai. We are now going to see Tchilat Mahalach HaNyan. V'nira, sh'l'chora midrei ha-Bit Yosef mevo'ar, sh'yikar din zeh rak mitzad ha-tzor shel kiyum nechon shel mitzvot ha-Pesach, d'bay lezeh didiyat ha-lachot. That this din is only because you want to properly keep the mitzvahs of Pesach. In order to properly keep the mitzvahs of Pesach, you need to know the halachas. Shazen emar sheyidiyot halachot merubot eilu ba'ilhu lamid yom. And on this it says that knowing these many halachas requires the Isaac. I'm a first generation English speaker. So it's a challenge. Avopanim, the point is, Rabbi Isai, that from the Beis Yosef we see that this Ikar Din is because of the need for the correct fulfillment of Mitzvah HaPesach that requires Yediyas HaHalachas. Shalzeh Ne'emar, Shidiyat HaLachot Merubot El Noin, these many halachas require 3 days. It's hard to understand according to this. What does it have to do with Yotzei L'Derech? If you're Yotzei L'Derech, so why do you have to burn your chametz within 30 days? It's the whole word of 30 days asking about the holiday. Is to know the proper halach of the holiday. Must it kashu with getting rid of your chametz within 30 days if you're going on a trip? And according to Rishon Gamliel, it's only within 14 days. Mani chiyuv biyul l'shloshim yom, eilu shekol dinam l'chorayim olam mitzad hazman, debar l'idiyat halachot Pesach merubot. So according to Rishon Gamliel, you start asking about the halachas 2 weeks before. So again, my kesher ben zeh ben getting rid of your chametz. The whole word of asking before, whether it's 2 weeks or 30 days, is just because of the many halachas. What does that have to do with having to get rid of your chametz? Also, we have to understand the halachas of Rishon Gamliel and Rahman. They argue from a pasuk. Is this man 30 days before or 14 days before? The Chum is saying Mitzat Pesach Sheni, and Rishon Gamliel says Mitzat Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he's standing and asking, and Midarish, Rosh Chodesh Nisan 2 weeks before. As Mazik Hashul HaPasuk, Mazik Hashul HaPasuk, the whole issue is just the Mitzis. How long you need for these many halachas? ואין לו יום מציב כלפי כמה זמן בא יקה לדעת הלכות פסח המרובים. ומה עניין המחלוקת ויעפות המקראי? ויותר שמה שייך דינים של 30 יום הזה. I mean 30 days, I know smart guys can do it faster and less smart guys can do it, need more time. ובפרט שגם זמן של 30 יום תלוי לדבר כמה זמן. בתוך 30 יום למרות הלכות פסח הוא עניין למספר שבוע שעות לכאורה. ולא מספר הימים. How much time you're going to invest in learning these halachas? It's not how many days before. It's how much time you're investing. So if you're investing less time, maybe you need 2 months. If you're investing more time, maybe 2 weeks or whatever now. That 30 days before Chag Chal Be'etzem Ha'anim Chaloi Shem Shal Shlishim Yom Kodem Chag. It's a Chalos in these 30 days. It's called 30 days before the Chag. That's why we're having this Shir now. It's 30 days before the Chag. Then I'm Shem Yamim to Meshach Shaychi L'Chag. Ve'el L'Chag Mikol Tol Erev Chag. These aren't some days that after there happens to be a Chag. And we see this before in Rashi, in Chelak Aleph, in Kuf Mem, Shlosh Yom Kodesh Moed, Bizman Shalom Moed. Ayin Shem Nichivi Uloid. And that's why you need a pasuk leading from the pasuk. It's a special chalos in these 30 days. And that's why you have Machlokes Lagavi Yafusa, it's what's the Parabi Yafusa. And that's why we saw the Tefillah Tzav to Beis Yosef, Ran, that it's considered Shol Kenyan within these 30 days, because it's considered Erev Chag. So it's considered that you're asking relevant questions, you answer them before somebody's asking Shalom Kenyan. Ve'afutim ma she Moshe omed b'Pesach Rishon u'masir ha'Pesach Sheni inya inyan l'tzorich lida et pelotei halachot sh'zeh inyo inyan l'Torah u'misirata el ikaro hu mishum sh'netinat Torah ha'chag hazman lezeh hu b'erev ha'chag u'mid nimsiru ha'dvarim l'shloshim yom mikodem lachem ועל כוחך מבואר שזמן זה הוא ערב החג ושייך לחג לכן. זמן המסירה של תורת החג הוא עכשיו. ומכוח זה הוא שישנו העניין של חובת ביול תוכלן, שאחרי שחובה זו ישנה בערב חג, קודם לקיים חג חייב כבר חובה שישנה בערב חג. So this Yafusa from Moshe, that he's warning about the Pesach, he's standing Pesach Rishon and warning about the Pesach Sheni, is not in order to know the Pirtei Halachas, but rather because the time of the giving over of the laws of the holiday is on Erev Chag. And since he gave it over 30 days before, so it must be 30 days, it's called Erev Chag, that's why this is the time of the Messiah. That's why you have to be, or you have to get rid of your chametz in 30 days. Since you have this call of Erev Chag, it's called Erev Chag, Chol already begins. So, the time is normally Orl Yudalid. So Orl Yudalid is the time that was chosen within these 30 days of Erev Chag to do before this Maisa. But if you can't do it then for on Yudalid, do it really. Do it really. Kishal v'achiv v'akuchem v'akuchach la'asotot v'nechem d'hem chosh l'shem yad. So if you can't do it then, do it earlier. But this was chosen because this isn't that time of Erev Chag. It's not outside of the context. We say, do it in early Yudalid, do it in early Yudalid, because that's within the time of the Chalos of Erev Chag. But all 30 days are called Erev Chag. So we see in the mission that it's before Yisrael Pesach, half of Pesach. Half of the 30 days that you show on the Darshan Kodim Pesach. Benazi holds that it's the 29th of Adar. The Marsuk says Benazi holds that Adar, Samuch Nisan, is always Malay. It's always the same amount of time. So therefore, Parsa Pesach, half, is always going to be the 15th or the 29th of half of the 30 days, the 15 days, is always going to be Chavtes Adar. But we shouldn't hold the Mishnah that it's Bechel Benisa. Because they hold that it's two Shabbos before that you have to ask. 2 weeks before. I ain't sham the last sugya. The heart is difficult to understand. Shari be pashtut in yanzi shal poros ha Pesach siman be'almo. L'chamisha sa yom kod ma Pesach. This inyan of poros ha Pesach, half of Pesach, is a sinin. For 15 days before Pesach. Shereim kol yam begolam ma'asrot sheyelo yishayichutim hadin shel shorim dorshim. What is it connected to? To the din of shalom and darshim? 30 days before. It's just a simon. Half of 30 days before. It's 15 days before. As matan yam dinei Pesach. In the Gemara, that it says, what does it mean, Prosa Pesach? Prosa Pesach is because it's half of the Shol and the Darshan. Half of the 30 days of Shol and the Darshan, and as it says, it's going to be on Chav Tes, because it's always going to be Nisan, it's always going to be Mole. Never for 15 days, it's always going to start in the on the 15th of, on the 29th of Adar. Because the Adar, Samach Nisan, is Lola Mole. Therefore, Prosa Pesach, the 15 days, is always going to come on the 29th of Adar. And according to the other opinion, it's on the 1st of Nisan, because on two Shabbos before, 2 weeks before, you dash in Chos Pesach. What is this kashul with? It's just a simon. You need a garden on Meister, it's happy to take Meister, it doesn't have to do anything with Shol and Darshan and Bruch's Pesach. Mazin Yan Lidin Ha Pesach. And there are other garons that have nothing to do with the name of Shol and Darshan. 30 days before we see in the Mishnah, an opinion that is a garden on the first of Sivan also. So how does the Shabbat Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbanan? The name of Tasha will move from Pesach. And behold, like Rosh Hashanah Liel, to the gardens and the first of Nisan. And behold, like the Rabbanan, it's tell you about the Dabra Befrois, what's half of 30 days. It's tell you when half of 30 days is going to come out. And as it says, if half 30 days, it's always going to come out in Chavtes Adar, so the name is Chavtes Adar. And if, according to the Rabbanan, Adar is sometimes Mali and sometimes Chaser, so the Gaon is telling you Gurush El Adar. It's telling you how long that Adar is. Gemara says that according to Akiva, it's sometimes Mali, sometimes Chaser. Sometimes Adar, sometimes Mali, sometimes Chaser. Sometimes 15 days before Pesach is the 30th of Adar. And sometimes 15 days before Pesach is the 29th of Adar. And the Nazai holds that it's 15 days before, because Adar is always Chaser. And therefore it's always going to be the 29th of Adar. It's never going to be the 30th of Adar. And the question is, what does it have to do with being Shoal 30 days before? Just say that it's 15 days before. That's all. The Mar says, no, it's not just an Indian, it's 15. It's half of the time of Shoal and Darshan. That's not the point. The point is that it's 15 days before. That's just a sin. Mar seems to say not like that. Just tell us, yeah, according to Ben Azai, it's always Chaser, so therefore it's going to be the 29th. According to Rabbi Akiva, the rabbis, it's since it's Mali, since Chaser, since it's going to be the 30th, since it's going to be the 29th. But once it's going to be the 29th, it's going to be the 29th. 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 This is the Chalos in the days. To the Metzius in these days. And therefore, in the garden of Nikva, that you have to take Maestris and Prasachag, half of those 30 days. And that's the Machlokes between Rabban and Azai. What's the shame Prasachag? When is this Chalosman? Chal. According to Azai, it's always in the 29th of Adar. According to the rabbis, it's the 30th. And according to the other opinion, that holds like Roshim Gamliel, Chalos is 14 days before. Echad Benisa. So it is telling the Machlokes to Rabban and Roshim Gamliel. When is the Chalos time of Erev Chag? And that's when you have to do the Gor. Mar Rabbi said, Zeh Tchilat Hayyan, Aval Kidalkeinu B'Kodesh, יש לנו עוד דרך נפלאה לפנינו, ואני מבקש שאתם תישארו עמנו ונראה ממש המשך נפלאות רבות ועצומות מתורת השם. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם זה היה מאוד מענג, ובעזרת השם אנחנו עוד נמשיך ונראה נפלאות מתורת השם. שלום, שלום, אהובה ידידיי.